Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call, everybody. Ted Keyes, your host and top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free, high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top-performing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On the call today, I will show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call today, go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, visit. Just go ahead and click on my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to explode your business today. When you arrive at my Freight Sales Success Store, you will see a host of products available there today for purchase. My first product that you'll see there is my flagship product. That's my Freight Sales Success Guide. This is typically for beginner and struggling freight agents. I do provide this for all those individuals that join our top-producing freight agent office, just so you're aware of that. Next product you'll see there is my Freight Sales Success Quotes. These quotes will provide motivation to get on the phone daily and connect with the marketplace and build relationships with it. My next product you'll see available there is my Freight Sales Success Skills. This product provides all those little necessary skills that are required to be a top-notch freight agent, freight sales agent in this profession. You'll also see my Freight Sales Success Training. That basically is a 17-video course that will take you to knowing little to nothing about moving freight, to watching all the videos and taking it through to covering your first load and beyond. Those products are available in my Freight Sales Success Store. And while you're there on my website, just checking everything out and taking all this free information, on any of the pages that are off to the right, enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll get on my contact list and you'll receive your weekly email invite to this and every call. Along with that, you'll receive the attachments, the free attachments that I provide on each and every call. You'll also receive another freebie, my free report, 11 Ways Freight Agents Increase Their Income. This report, I will say this, has been downloaded thousands of times before. Also, and if you have any questions today, specifics, whatever questions they may have, or more specifically, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? There is a reason why you got on the call today to hear this valuable information I'm giving today, but most importantly, that main question, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Yes, then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is successful freight agents implement these routines. Successful freight agents implement these routines. So for those of you that are on my contact list and you've received one of several email invites to this call, just scroll down to any one of those email invites, and we are going to go over those free attachments that I have provided for this call. So just go ahead, hold on a second here, folks, while I take a swig of water here. So as I said, for those of you that are on my email contact list, just scroll down to any one of those invites and click open that first attachment that I provided. And let's talk about successful freight agents implement these routines. If you are going to be successful in this profession, you must have a series of routines that it will take you to knowing little or nothing about freight, to covering your first load, and continuing to cover many, many loads after that. So what I'm going to talk about today is specific routines that freight sales agents, successful freight sales agents, utilize. They're going to utilize these routines into their daily or weekly progression to continue to move them upward and through that level of success that they desire to get at. So go ahead and open up that first attachment, and let's talk about successful freight agents and the routines that they implement. So let me start off by saying prospecting. Again, freight sales prospecting is a freight sales agent's lifeblood. You cannot get by if you don't prospect and continue to build contacts and relationships with the marketplace. It can be challenging, however, and its required skills are not that easy to learn if you are a freight sales agent and you're just getting into this profession. But don't worry. That's my main point here. Don't worry. The most successful freight sales agents have their own habits and routines, and it's important that you develop those habits and routines early on. Plus, they share these 7 following characteristics that I'm going to go over with you shortly. So what do? Perfect these habits, these routines, and you'll find yourself filling the top of your sales pipeline better and faster than you've ever done before. So let's talk about the routines that successful freight sales agents implement. Routine number one, the first thing that they're going to do, routine number one, is they prospect daily. Again, they connect with the marketplace daily. Remember, when you don't do the dishes regularly, just as an example, if you were to leave your dishes in the sink every day, well, what would happen? It's sort of an annoying chore, despite that it's not really that hard to do, correct? And neither is freight prospecting. It's not that difficult to do once you get into it and once you know what to say to your prospects. As you push it off, and again, I'm talking about cleaning your dishes, but as you push it off just a little more each day, and before long, you have a sink full of dirty dishes, unfortunately. And right before you have those 10 great guests coming over for a dinner party, then it's too late to get them clean, and freight sales prospecting is no different. But it's the most important, and it's the easiest daily duty to neglect. And by the time you remember you haven't done it, hello, what do you got? You've got an empty pipeline. Then it takes a while to get it back to where it must be in order for you to become successful again. And I will say this, this is the main flop. This is the main mistake that freight sales agents do. They prospect, prospect, prospect. They get busy, 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 and then they stop prospecting. So it's one of the most important things and one of the most, really, it's the most important things that freight sales agents neglect to do after they start becoming successful. That's why top-producing freight sales agents set aside a block of time each day to prospect, and I say that again, they do this daily and weekly, and they hold themselves accountable to doing it extremely well. So the first routine, that first habit they develop on my list here, is they prospect daily. The second thing they do as a daily, weekly routine that they implement is they don't reinvent the wheel. They don't reinvent the wheel. They start a system and they stick with it. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, sales is comparable. I'll say it again. Sales is comparable to a volume game. The reality is that you must pick up the phone a certain number of times or send out a certain number of emails to get the expected number of responses that you're looking forward to or that you require to become successful in this profession. Even in a perfect world, you'll never have a one-to-one ratio of calls made to the number of loads that you're actually moving. So what do? You must do a tremendous amount of sales prospecting to generate the pipeline that you require, and that's impossible when you attempt to develop some new type of sales system after every time you make a call or after every day you change it up. The important thing here is don't reinvent the wheel, all right? Top freight sales agents develop an effective process that can be repeated continually, so they prospect efficiently. Now, let me give you an example in my Freight Sales Success Guide. In my Freight Sales Success Guide, one of the documents that I provide is a sales call information sheet. This is a sheet that you make 50 copies of, 100 copies, however many copies that you want to make, but every time you call a prospect, you use the sales call information sheet to take down information on your prospect and to ask those important questions that are on there. That's all part of the sales process and not reinventing the wheel. And I'll tell you this, It worked for me. When you get it, it will work for you as well. So number two, the second routine that that freight sales agents do, successful ones do, is they don't reinvent the wheel. Now, if you're with another agency and you've been taught something different, then follow that routine, okay? They've taught you that for a reason. Because my routine, my routine is just one of an infinite amount of routines that you can utilize. I will say this, though, my routine works. So if you're on our team, then utilize that routine. But don't reinvent the wheel. Don't think, let me see if this works. And then 2 days later, let me see if this works. I'll say it again, routine number two, don't reinvent the wheel. Routine number three that successful freight sales agents utilize when they implement these habits and these routines is they identify great fits. Third routine is they identify great fits. And this one's a no-brainer, and it's worth saying this. Great freight sales agents know their prospects' ideal profiles and personas down cold. What do they do because they know that? Well, they spot prospects that are similar to their best customers, all right, and they recognize those patterns of activities by the shipping decision makers, all right, the shipping decision makers that they've already been dealing with, and that indicates that it's the right time to reach out to them. So they identify great fits. If there's one thing that you can do to up your volume, and when I say volume, up your loads, is when you move a load, okay? If you're familiar with that industry all the time, see where it picked up. See where the load dropped off. If that's not your customer, really analyze who that is. Is it a company that's similar to the company that you're already dealing with? Again, it's important that you identify those great fits. Go after those same types of prospects and customers that you're dealing with already. That's routine number three. Successful freight sales agents, they identify great fits. Routine number four is they use technology. Successful freight sales agents, they use technology. Even if it's a little bit, if you use it a lot, but you make sure you use some form of technology because we're in the 21st century. Much more information is available to us than ever before. And when I say us, I mean freight sales agents. There's so much more information available to us. Hey, take this conference call as an example. This wasn't available to you 2 years ago, okay, but then it is now. So this is just part of what I'm explaining. So by not using technology to prospect is a major, major mistake. You see, great freight sales agents, they use every tool possible at their disposal to the fullest extent. Whether it's knowing your contact list and marketing automation systems inside and out, or using LinkedIn, or using Google Alerts, or some other online tool, successful freight sales agents who excel at prospecting, they incorporate this technology into every step of their daily routine. Here's a great way to utilize technology. If it's just the simplest, creating a contact list. As an agent of ours, we utilize Gmail. When you get a contact, get their email, what do? You add that information to your contact list. That's just the simple form of using technology today. Instead of using a manila folder, and putting the stuff in there, Take that information and create those contact lists. That contact list will be one of the most valuable pieces of information that you will create. So, routine number four is successful freight sales agents use some form of technology. Moving on, that fifth routine is successful freight sales agents, they balance quantity and quality. They balance quantity and quality. And as you'll see, okay, as you get better and better at this, freight sales prospecting is both a quantity game, and that's the number of prospects and customers that you acquire, and it's also a quality game, and that's the quality of those leads that you acquire. So it's essential, guys. It's essential to discern that you're not calling everybody, which could be a waste of time, but fast enough that you don't spend half your time calling half your day gawking through LinkedIn profiles. So balance quantity with quality. What that means is make sure that the prospects that you're talking to, they're good leads. They fit into what you offer in your freight service, okay? If you're calling customers that where all they ship are cartons or boxes, see, that's not a good lead, because in our profession, we leave the boxes to UPS, we leave the boxes to FedEx, we leave the boxes and cartons to DHL. We start at a pallet and up. So if you're in a particular industry, make sure that you're pursuing prospects in that industry that ship a pallet and up. And not only that, but they ship their shipments are frequent. So balance quantity with quality. Routine number six is freight sales agents build social media into their routine. They build social media into their routine. Not a whole lot, but at least do something. So whether you're sold on social media or not, you must, at a minimum, have a social presence. Just at a minimum, again, at a minimum, have a social presence. Monitoring your freight prospect's social activity is one of the best ways, okay? And I'm talking about the connections that you make on social media. It's one of the best ways to spot early indicators that your prospects are considering moving a particular lane or dealing with a nagging shipping problem. You know, because social media, so much of it is, as users of social media, we put our challenges on there. We put our drama, our chaos on there, and that's what your prospects are going to do as well. When they're having a challenge, they're going to throw it on social media, and then you can monitor to see what it is that they're moving. Look for their questions, okay? As you create the small presence, look for the questions about their internal problems. You know, look for posts asking for freight tools and other posts that suggest that they're having a shipping challenge that you can assist them with. All right, and again, start off with the three. The first one that I would suggest is LinkedIn. Okay, the second one I suggest is Facebook. The third one I suggest is Twitter. Why do I suggest LinkedIn? I suggest LinkedIn because you're dealing with other business individuals. So those three at least have somewhat of a presence. However, just because you have a presence, just because you've created an account, doesn't mean that you stay on social media all day. Okay, the goal is just to create a presence, to connect with people, but don't sit there and think that social media is going to be your end all. In the end, you must get on the phone and connect with the marketplace. So that's routine number six. Routine number six is successful freight agents, they build social media into their routine. Routine number seven is successful freight agents, they don't jump the gun. You see, it's exciting when you finally get that shipping decision maker on the phone, okay? But remember that an immediate pitch, again, to them, a real hard sell or any other type of conversation that's focused on making a sale, or moving their freight, will just as quickly disconnect the two of you. Now, I will say this. If this person came to you on a referral, absolutely, go ahead and talk about freight, because that is exactly why they're calling you. But if you're reaching out to them, you've got to take it step by step. You've got to start at the beginning, all right, and then move up the ladder to where you're actually moving freight with them. Unless, you know, they take anybody, like a lumber company or a produce company, and say, oh, yeah, I'll get you on my list then. Ask them what their lanes are. But freight prospects, they want freight sales agents to be focused on their challenges. So remember that, okay? They want you to focus on their challenge and not how to hit your quota and then, in the end, receive a set of steak knives. Use that initial call to do some lightweight qualifying and, most importantly, to collect that email contact, okay? Get that email address. Then feel out how good of a fit they are, and then move forward from there. So anyway, Number six, I take it back, routine number seven is they don't jump the gun. So basically, when you finally get through that shipping decision maker, okay, just be glad, feel blessed that you got through. But your main goal is, as I train on in my freight sales success guide, in my programs, your first goal, your first priority is to get that email list. So anyway, just in review, those seven routines, those seven main routines that freight sales agents utilize to become successful, the first thing they do is they prospect daily. Second thing they do is they don't reinvent the wheel. They stick with the system that works. The third one is they identify great fits. This prospect is a great fit for what I do. The fourth thing they do is they use technology, even if it's to a minimum, just to build a contact list. The fifth thing they do is they balance quantity and quality. The sixth thing they do is they build social media into their routine. And the seventh thing they do is they don't jump the gun. So it's just seven things that you have to do to work into your, to first of all, create habits in these areas, and then work these habits into your routine. Before long, you'll be successful just like the top performers in our industry. Moving on to our freight sales success quotes, which will be that second attachment that I provided for you on the bottom of your email invite. Let's talk a little bit about motivation. How can I motivate you today? Well, I can motivate you by saying this on that second attachment. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, get in and stay in the game. Get in and stay in the game. After all, how can you develop routines if you start something and you stop something? And really, to all those folks that are listening to me today, how many things have you started and stopped in your lifetime? Okay, because think about it. Every time you stop something and you say, this is too hard, I quit, I don't have time, you're carrying all these failures around with you. The point is, in order for you to be successful, you got to get in. And you have to stay in the game. So that's my first advice to you on motivating to you with my freight sales success quotes. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, to get in, not only get in, but stay in the game. Get in and stay in the game. And by doing that, then you can develop these successful routines that I'm talking about today. Let's move on to attachment number three there. Attachment number three reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, how conducive is your environment to attitude and success? How conducive is your environment to attitude and success? Let me just throw an example out there. What's the state of your office right now? Is it clean? Is it organized? Okay. Do you have, stuff on your wall that's going to drag you down? How often do you throw the TV on every day and watch the news, take in drama and chaos? Because all that stuff is distractions, okay? Your messy office is a distraction. I'll say it again. How conducive is your environment to attitude and success? Let me ask you this. Do you have quotes that I've gone over in the past that you can put up on your office wall? Okay, that's just an example of keeping you motivated to the highest quality that you can. But you have to make your environment conducive, okay, to success. So my question to you is, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, how conducive, all right, is your environment to attitude and success? You've got to make it happen. I can't make it happen for you, okay? You've got to make it happen. So I'll tell you this right now. If your office is a mess, clean it up. That's the best start that you can have right now and today. Let's move on to that fourth attachment, guys. That fourth attachment reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, I'm going to ask this question again, are your plans and goals in front of your face right now? Are your plans and goals in front of your face right now? That goes hand in hand with what I just talked about, okay? What do you have hanging up on your wall? I mean, do you have a bulletin board that's, within arm's length with a bunch of text in it, okay? And if you do, what's on it? Do you have something positive on it? But most important, are your plans and your goals on it? Because that's how we move forward. We move forward by writing our goals down, putting them up so we can see them daily. When we see them daily, that's a reminder to us of why we're doing this and where we're going with it. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, are your plans and goals in front of your face right now as you make contact with the marketplace, build relationships with the marketplace, and move the marketplace's freight? Let's move on to attachment number 5, guys. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, how balanced are you? How balanced are you? We talked about it earlier in that, I believe it's the third routine, balancing quality and quantity, okay? How balanced are you? Are you more drama? Are you more chaos? Or are you more certain, okay? Are you more determined than ever to become successful in this profession? Where do you stand, okay? Where do you stand? You've got to figure it out. I can't figure it out for you. My question is, how balanced are you? My advice, become more balanced where you're actually focused and working toward your goals daily. Turn off the TV during the day, okay? All right, while you're on the computer. Yes, you got to have your social medias tabs up there, but you know what? Visit those as little as possible. That's becoming truly balanced. When your balance is more focused on your prospects and building your prospects list, that's where you should be, because that's what's going to bring you the business. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, really think about it. How balanced are you? Let's move on to attachment number 6, guys. Attachment number 6 reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, how many projects do you abandon before they're completed? How many projects do you abandon before they're completed? Because this goes hand in hand with your success or where you're headed in this profession. No, really. Is this just another project that you're going to abandon, or are you determined to persevere? Okay, are you determined to win at this one? Is this the one that you're finally going to win at? Because I'll tell you this, 90% of the individuals that come to me, this is just another project that they're going to abandon. But when you come to me, okay, when you come to me, I will give you every opportunity to succeed in this profession. My question to you is, will you take it seriously? Will you take this project seriously and see it through till the end? And when I say the end, I'm talking 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. So I'll ask you again, how many projects do you abandon before they're completed? Make this the first one that you don't abandon, and that you actually stick it out and see it through till the end. And when you do that, you'll see the financial rewards. But I'll also say this. Those rewards, they're not going to come until month 3 or 6. You've got to build the foundation to make it happen first. Don't abandon this one. Let's move on to my last attachment there, guys. My last attachment reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, if you're not adding new customers, then you are stagnant, plain and simple. If you're not adding new customers, you're stagnant. Why do you think I talked about developing habits and routines that you implement into your daily schedule that gets you to that success level? And success in this profession is all about prospecting and continuing to build relationships with the marketplace. If you're not adding new customers, then you're stagnant. Not only are you stagnant, but you're doing this. You're doing this. Ooh, if I don't add new agents to my list daily and weekly, I become stagnant. Why? Because most don't make it. Why? Because most don't do what's required to be successful. So I'll say it again. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, if you're not adding new customers daily, weekly, and monthly, not only are you stagnant, but you're going downhill. Great topic today, guys. And that was successful freight agents implement these routines that I just talked about. So in concluding and wrapping up my topic today, if you want to receive the email invite and the notices and those free attachments, those free attachments that I provide on each and every call, and go to my website, tedkeysonline.com. On any one of the pages off to the right, enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your weekly email invite to this and every call. My main question is this. First of all, do you have any questions about what I talked about today? Well, you're more than welcome to call me, but most important, are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? There is a reason why you got on the call today. You got on the call today because you knew you were receiving free information from me. You also know that just by getting on the call, you are going to be given value from me, okay? But more important, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Yes? Then give me a call, Ted Keys. I'm at 626-309-9141. Great topic today. Thank you so much for joining me on my Tuesday conference call. I'll see you all again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday conference call. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week on my Tuesday conference call. Bye-bye for now.